Rav Tzadik Dalid. Zohar Kadei LeKamishnah. Chatzer Shenifetzal Rishut HaRabim. Look at that. I just gave a whole speech about you not being here. Now you'll have to now do it for us. Zohar Kadei LeKamishnah.
Zohar Kadei LeKamishnah.
Chatzer Shenifetzal Rishut HaRabim. Amachnis Mitochal Rishut HaYachid HaMushut HaYachid HaTocha Chayav. Even Rebbe Yes. And we have here an intrusion of what appears to be Yonim of pure Mechitzot for Shabbat into our Masechta. We've seen that we've had some disturbing interrelationships between the two sugyas, but this is ridiculous. We're already bringing in Yonim that seem to be pure Mechitzot's issue, and we'll see that it's not as pure as it would appear. And the truth is, right off the bat, we know that there's no way to literally turn a Chotzer just because it's different from Rishut HaRabim entirely into Rishut HaRabim. That's exactly what Rebbe Eliezer seems to be saying, even though it's three Mechitzot. Because it's nifritz on one side, it suddenly becomes Rishut HaRabim to be mechayev you for hachnasa Rishut HaYachid min yoraita. This is outrageous. So we're going to have to understand what exactly is being referred to. But once that's the case, we can understand now that there's going to be issues of usage that are involved in B'nai Rishut HaRabim. And usage, indeed, is something that begins to approach elements of our sugya of Erevin, which is the Urim, it's open for the Chachamim Amrim. And it's very strange because they seem to be talking very much at cross purposes. He's talking about going from the Chotzer into a Rishut HaYachid. And the Chachonim say, Mitocha Rishut HaRabim. Rishut HaRabim LaTocha Patur. Which isn't even the same, it's not in the same set of issues that Rebbe Eliezer was talking about. And somehow they change the topic and they say moving from a Chotzer into Rishut HaRabim or from Rishut HaRabim into Chotzer would be Potter because it is Kikarmelit. Now, Kikarmelit doesn't make much sense. It's saying Carmelit. Because Kikarmelit sounds again that we're talking about the issue of an Erevin. But if we're talking about the issue of an Erevin, then of course it would be Rishut HaYachid, right? That's if you carry from Rishut HaRabim into it, you'd be high, even though you're not allowed to carry within it, but that doesn't change the fact that it is. So it's got to mean, therefore, if they say that you would be Potter, what they're saying is that a Chotzer Shenifritza is indeed a real Carmelit. In other words, Midiorite, that would be a Makom Ptur. Because it doesn't have your, it's for Mechitzot. It's Nifritz Kibloah on one side. And therefore, even though it's Osir, Mirabonim to carry from one to the other, but it's not a mechayel. It's not really a shetayel. Ask the Gemara, what exactly is Rebbe Eliezer trying to say? Well, Mishum the difference on Rishut HaRabim. Could he possibly say that because it happens to be a wall falls down on the side of the Rishut HaRabim, that now it becomes a Rishut HaRabim? In what sense is this that? The Rabim now have invaded the Chotzer and have turned this into an area in which they do all of the Tashmishei HaRabim and Rishut HaRabim in the Chotzer, and therefore it becomes like an extension of the Rishut HaRabim that it's attached to. So it's both of the Rishut HaRabim. I mean, you can't simply go in and take over a Chotzer and make it part of Rishut HaRabim, where somebody could be misalik you from there. It's not your Rishus Bechlau. So because it's Nifritz that became Rishut HaRabim, so the Gemara, indeed, this is Rebbe Eliezer l'shitato. The Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, Rabim shebiru derech la'atzmam, ma shebiru biru. If there was an, as we'll see, it means, of course, as we'll see, that there was some kind of legal problem about a piece of property that the Rabim claimed had been actually an encroachment from Rishut HaYachid onto Rishut HaRabim, then even though we don't have a clear-cut surveyor's description of where the original property was, we do know that some of this area was owned by the Rabbim. Whatever area they select becomes theirs. That's what it really means. Of course, what it seems to be saying is that whenever the Rabbim go and decide they like a piece of property, they can keep it.
Who are the Rabbim?
Who are the Rabbim?
Who are the Rabbim?
I don't believe this. This has been humanity's big question forever. Says the Gemara, but certainly that's not true in this case. I mean, obviously it's only where there were some legal controversies to where the road had been, and now they have simply picked up a trail on their own, and they say, look, this is convenient, we'll just keep walking here. So not knowing precisely where it is, okay, so then they have a right of eminent domain in that sense, even though there wasn't any melech that took it over. So v'chi teimach enayim kigon she'avdalahem derech botachatzeh. Now, you could say that the case over here is that since the wall has collapsed, the Rabbim are claiming that the area of the Rishut HaRabim actually extended inwards into what we're now claiming. No, this is where the Mechitza was. It's always been. I say, no, the Mechitza was further down that way, but it doesn't really mean the whole Chotzer. And it's a little bit difficult to stick into the Mishnah, but maybe that's possible. It's not that he's saying the whole Chotzer becomes Rishut HaRabim. He's saying that the place in which there's a controversy as to where the Mechitza was, that area can become Rishut HaRabim now that it's being used by the Rabbim. Maybe that's what you'll say. But that doesn't work either, because the Omar of Chanina ad mekom mechitza machloket. But Rav Chanina said just the opposite. He said, up until the area where the mechitza was, there's the machloket, meaning the whole chatz is with machloket. When it comes to the area of the mechitza itself, the rabbanon agree. And they say, okay, the area of the mechitza, that's an extension of Rishut HaRabim, fine, and whatever, a foot. I mean, I understand that that became now part of Rishut HaRabim. So on the contrary, the machlokas, again, we're going to have to focus on the entire chatz. Well, that's a problem, but we could say that we heard Rabbi Chanina wrong, and it wasn't ad mekom mechitza machloket, it was rather al mekom mechitza machloket. And that makes sense. It was according to Rabbi Eliezer, the rabbin who claimed the mechitza originally extended in a little different place, closer in to the bayit. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, so there's controversy. A rabbin has a right to assert its ownership in a case where there's a controversy. And the rabbin would say, no, I need to be able to make this an actual part of the Rishut HaRabim. That's a possibility. The e-bayit ema, you know what, it could be that we should take... No, we haven't even raised that issue yet, my darling. We're only interested right now in understanding why a chatzah should suddenly become Rishut HaRabim. And we've now focused on the area of the mechitza instead of the whole chatzah. And that's all we've discussed. We haven't gotten to the chacham. Because it lost its fourth wall. So it's now parutz. So it's actually a mokum p'tur. And I've been answered it because it's similar to a...
It doesn't matter when the wall is over.
It's got to be Shabbos or before Shabbos. No, here we're not discussing what you're... It may matter, which we'll see in the next mission, it may matter. If you hold Shabbos, Kivan, Shuutra, Hutra, even in terms of Mechitz, when it comes to Rabbonim, then this may be included in that issue, but that will come into the next one. So, okay, it's a little bit dachuk. The Ibayit Ema, or, you know what we could say? We could say that it's not that there was a controversy as to where the Mechitz was. Actually, it's very clear. Mechitz was in such and such an area. And what's going on over here is Lagabe, the din of Tzidei Rishut HaRabim, something that we've seen very often back in the Sechet Shabbat. And the Machlokes is, but Tzidei Rishut HaRabim community. Rabbi Eliezer Sovar, Tzidei Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaRabim Dam. This is an area which is up against the Rishut HaRabim, is being used by the Rishut HaRabim, basically bottled to the Rishut HaRabim. And the Rabbanan hold, no, Tzidei Rishut HaRabim, because the normal Tzidei Rishut HaRabim is what we would call the sidewalk area. An area that is, you see very clearly Tzidei Rishut HaRabim on the entranceway, post Shar Yafo, in which there's no sidewalk, but there are poles. And that was the general, that was the way in which they used to protect the walls against Rishut HaRabim from wagons and so on that would come down. So we put down poles. The area between the poles and the wall is Tzidei Rishut HaRabim. It's not Noah to walk there. And because of that, there was a machlokes, which was back in Shabbat, as to whether that's real Rishut HaRabim or whether, since you can't walk freely, it's considered to be a din of a Karmelite, and it's Tzidei Rishut HaRabim. So maybe that's what they're saying. Rabbi Eliezer also, you'd actually be chayev if you were machnis from the Rishut HaRabim into the bayit, into Rishut HaYachid, because this is a real Rishut HaRabim. The rabbanim say you'd be potter. They all Tzidei Rishut HaRabim. His lafka Rishut HaRabim damu. So therefore, it's true that you won't be chayev if you go into Rishut HaRabim, because it's like a Carmelite, but it certainly does not have a din of Rishut HaRabim to be mechayev if your mach is into Rishut HaYachid. Maybe that's the whole story in the Mishnah. We're not really talking about that. But that's strange, because you could very easily just make a machlok, because it's Rishut HaRabim. Rishut HaRabim dami, a lafka Rishut HaRabim dami. Why are we confusing everybody with this weird case of a wall that falls down in a chutzner? Make us think that you're talking about a chutzner. Just argue about Tzidei Rishut HaRabim. So he asks the Gemara, Liflego b'Tzidei Rishut HaRabim b'Alma. Why not just talk about a normal Tzidei Rishut HaRabim? Because you see, if Ligo b'Tzidei Rishut HaRabim b'Alma, Havi Aviva Kipliga Rabbanan Aleda Rebel Yezer, Han Nidhe Hechadika Chifufi, Abel Hechad Alekach Chifufi, Heim Amodale. The point that the Rabbanan was saying Tzidei Rishut HaRabim is Lav Rishut HaRabim is in the classic Tzidei Rishut HaRabim. That's Tzidei Rishut HaRabim has poles. Over here, there's not any poles. It's just that the area is not really the Rishut HaRabim because it was previously closed up. The street is not. It doesn't really extend into here. But because of the fact there's no longer any wall, people are abutting where the wall was, they're entering into that area where the mechitza once was. So then I might have thought, look, the only reason the Rabbanan held Tzidei Rishut HaRabim is Lav Rishut HaRabim is because it's poles in the way. But if there's nothing actually there, maybe it would be made into Rabbi Eliezer that Tzidei Rishut HaRabim is a real Rishut HaRabim. If you're machnis into Rishut HaYachid from there, you would be chayiv. Therefore, Kamash, well, then we want to talk about a case like this where it's talking about just the collapse of a wall. So it's not really Tzifufi. But are you really happy with this shot? I mean, the Mishnah says, Why mitocha? How did mitocha get to mean? I don't even know how you can do it physically. How can you carry mitocha if you're all the way outside by the mechitza? So then by the time you get to the door of the Rishut HaYachid, you were carrying through the other Rishut, which is a Carmelite. So we'd have to consider whether a machlis, there a Carmelite, anyway. How could you really say that that's Rebbe Mishnah? You see, the tocha doesn't really mean tocha. Tocha was only said because the Rabbanim were driving us crazy. They said mitocha. So, okay, if they're going to say mitocha, since anyway we're arguing a little bit of cross purposes over here, so I say back to them, no mitocha. On the contrary, mitocha would be chayav. But why did the Rabbanim say? They say, I did Amar Rabbanim mitocha, Amar Iunami mitocha. So Rabbi Eliezer said mitocha because the Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim, I understand, the Rabbanim are talking about a different planet. Rabbi Eliezer comes along and tries to talk about the Din of Sidur Shezarabim, and they come along and they not only change the question of where you're going, they change where you're carrying from. What is this? This is mad. I mean, they have nothing to do with each other. So you're telling me that the Rabbi Eliezer was talking about Sidur Shezarabim, Umahadi Le'inu mitocha. And they say, oh, no, if you're carrying mitocha, then the Din is that you mitocha. I mean, they might as well have spoken about, no, actually, if you drive on Shabbos, it's a bad thing. Park away from the shul. Well, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Okay, come later. Rabbanan, the Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbanan are trying to get Rebbe Eliezer to be made to a different case. You're right, they are talking about a different case. They're saying like this. Look, wouldn't you agree? Milo kamodita la, deichel metalta mitocha la reshut harabim, or reshut harabim metocha, depatur. What would you say? Carrying from this chatzar into reshut harabim, what would you say? I mean, you're made that it's not, it's really a carmelite. It can't possibly be considered a reshut hayachid. So, in other words, you're agreeing that the chatzar be karon is mipneshi carmelite. So if that's the case, how did the tzidei, which were once part of the chatzar, magically turn into something better than a karmelite? The whole chatzar is a karmelite, you agree. There wouldn't be any chiyuv. So this little spot over here where the mechitza was, that's the area that suddenly becomes more than a karmelite. That's tzidei nami loshna. And Rebbe Eliezer, indeed, is responding to what they're saying. Because the Mishnah is confusing because it starts off with the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, because the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer is the big surprise. But in reality, the Rabbanan have been discussing this. They spoke about what would be the din of mitocha. So Rebbe Eliezer takes their case, mitocha, meaning the you're saying mitocha, it's tzidei. I tell you mitocha into Rishut Hayokim would be chayev, because the mitocha part, meaning what I'm calling, what I was talking about, the mechitza, that part is tzidei Rishut Harabim, then the difference is very simple. Hatam lo kadar se la rabim, lo kadar se la rabim. What are you comparing? The inside of a chatzar that has three mechitzot. That's not up against the place where everybody's driving. Where people are walking down are certainly not going to climb into the chatzar in order to climb out again on the other side. So there, indeed, it's not batel l'reshut harabim. Over here, however, it's batel l'reshut harabim. Yeah, so what happens is there's an unstated argument here before the Mishnah began. The Rabbanan heard that Rebbe Eliezer says Tzidur Shezarabim in a case like this are considered to be, let's not use the word Tzidur Shezarabim, the Mechitza, where people are walking in Rishut Harabim, that case is considered to be Rishut Harabim Gomer. So they turn to Rebbe Eliezer, and this is where our Mishnah doesn't begin but ends. They turn to Rebbe Eliezer and say, I understand, if you carry Mitocha, you carry from the Chatzar into a Rishut Harabim, what would you say to them? Shapotter, because it's Carmelite. So why is it, in other words, you're saying that the area of the chatzar itself is certainly not considered to be Rishus Rabim Gomer. It's usher, you're made that it's potter, but it's usher, right? So how, explain to me, from a place that was usher, and now you're coming up to the area of the mechitza was, but is no longer there. So there's no marking, there's no indication there's any difference. We have a place that was all once a chatzar, and you're telling me, well, from the inside over there, it's considered to be a carmelite. You're not supposed to carry into Rishut Rabbi. But from the edge, not only is it Rishut Rabbi, I mean, you're allowed to carry Rishut, you're even chayav in your eyes if you would somehow carry from there to Rishut Hayachid.
From the edge.
Wherever the Rishut Hayachid is. In other words, we're not saying from here through the Carmelite thing. We're saying if you would carry directly from there into a window and hand it up to a guy, you'd be chayav. How could you say that? Where did it change suddenly? And to which Rabbi Eliezer now replies, which is the beginning of our mission. Look, I meant it. I'm not talking about Betocha. When I'm talking about the Mechitza Betocha, that's my area. That's the place that that's the Mishnah. Agreed. It's very counterintuitive to the casual reading.
And therefore, from there to Rishus Hayachid would be the equivalent of Rishus Harabim.
Right, exactly. You're on again. Chotzer Shenifrit, Sal Rishut Harabim. Now, here we're talking about the Dafkan, a chotzer that indeed collapsed on Shabbos. And the topic of our Mishnah is the relationship of Shabbat, even Shutra, Hutra, which we saw in terms of the dinim of Eruvin and Diurin. What is the din of Shabbat, even Shutra, Hutra, Lagabi Mechitzot Shel Mamash? We raised the issue before Lagabi Amavui, where the Korah, or the Lechi of the Mavui had collapsed on Shabbat, and we said before that there was one Shita Satanakim that we saw that held that Shabbat Kimin Shutra Utra is even true Lagabi that. But of course, that case is itself only a Durabon, because the need for the Lechi and the Korah is a Tikkun Durabonin on the Mavui. Otherwise, we were happy to allow carrying it as far as the Uraisa is concerned. It would be okay to carry. So what would be the din of the collapse of real Mechitzas? Let's see what the cases that we have. We have a chatzar, the first case is a chatzar that's nifreshet l'reshut harabim mishtei luchoteha. Now, mishtei ruchoteha is something that is exceedingly disturbing, because l'chora memon afshach. If a wall collapses that is more than 10 amot, so it asers the chotzer on one ruach with shark. And if a wall collapses less than 10 amot, it has a din of a petach, I don't care how many sides it's on. So the concept of shtei ruchoteha is never an issue. Then we have shtei ruchoteha in a case where you have by a mavoi, if the mavoi is mefulash, so then the rabbin are going through the mavoi. I mean, they told me a chotzer shlifter shet rabbin shtei ruchoteha means that now the street ended on either side of the mavoi. I mean, that's not reasonable that that's the case. It's even worse in a bayit. In bayit shenifratz mishtei ruchotav. What is that case? But again, so on Shabbos, the Gemara obviously is going to work this out for us. What would be the meaning of shtei ruchot? V'chein mavoi shenitzlu korotav l'chayav on Shabbos. Mutarim ba'otor Shabbat. So for the rest of Shabbos, it's okay. But asurim latit lalo. Divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, what is that supposed to mean? Either this is a mechit or zanah b'fitz. I mean, mutarim la'otor Shabbat, mutarim latit lalo. So there's nothing magical about that Shabbat. We're dealing with a mechitzot here. We're not dealing with dinim of how it is that we arranged our diur. If you hold it to mechitza, it's a mechitza. It's not a mechitza, it's not a mechitza. Im asurim latit lalo, asurim la'otor Shabbat. How could you have that Shabbat given to utra in terms of dinim of a mechitza? That doesn't make any sense. A mechitza is a reality. Questions of how you view yourself with Eruv, or we all want big happy families. That you could say are takonas that indeed are defined by how we view our living. And our living is defined by the beginning of Shabbat, such as by my Erev Tchumim. Same thing you could say is true by Erev Chatzer, as we saw before, the Mavoi. I don't understand how this is extended to Mechitza. Fine. So in other words, he basically holds, if it's not a good Mechitza, clearly it isn't, then it's not good for the Shabbat either. So B'mayaskin, explain to me what the case is that it's meaningful for the Mishnah to discuss a collapse of walls on two sides. I mean, if we're talking about the Eser, we're talking about where it was 10 Amot or less. So that's a kosher doorway, basically. I need a Petach, as long as it's not bimlo'ah, Petach can be up to 10 Amot. So I said, the Mishnah is saying, if it would have been Miroach Achat, I wouldn't even have raised the issue. But obviously it's kosher all the time. Not forget about this one, it's kosher all the time. I said, so why is it kosher from one side? Ma'ishna Miroach Achat, that you'd say it's not an issue. Yamin Bikru, because you're saying, well, what's the problem? As long as it's 10 Amot or less, it's just a Petach. So if it's on two walls, on three walls, it's still just a Petach. So what's the difference? I understand. What are you raising now? By Shtei Ruchot. Ella, what? You're going to tell me it's talking about Miroach Achat? I mean, with more than Eseret, or Begetim Yeses, then it's true of the Miroach Achat. There's a problem. If a wall collapses, it's more than Eser. It's not a kosher Petach. And there's no way to be Matirit on that Shabbat, unless you want to tell me that Shabbat Kimon Shutra Utra. But then why did you tell me it's talking about where it was on two sides? Even if it's on one side, Shabbos Kimon Shutra Utra, you'd still need to come on Shabbat Kimon Shutra Utra, right? Omar Rav, the issue over here is that you think two sides means like the north side and the south side. That's not what two sides mean. Two sides mean that it affects two sides, meaning that the collapse of the wall was in the corner. That's what it said. So a wall collapses at an edge that affects two sides. Over there, it's introducing a new issue. An issue, in fact, that we met early on in the Masechta. And that is that doorways are not kosher on edge. It's not considered to be a doorway on the edge. Why? Because Pitcha, Bekeren, Zavit, Lavit, people don't usually make a doorway on the side. The difference is right. Liolam, B'Esser, we're talking about indeed, had it been in a normal wall, it would have been a perfectly kosher door that would have raised the point. However, it's talking about there was Nifritza Bekeren Zavit. And a Pitcha Bekeren Zavit, Lavim. People don't make a door there. Therefore, it's as if it's Parut, because we can't give it a din of a Petah, since it's as if it's Parut. So therefore, it's only because Shabbat came in Shutra Utra.
It wasn't Asr Lati
Lavo. It's not a Petah. It's never a Petah. It's not a Petah. That's why it's Asr. It's a Pirtza. Not a Petah means it's a Pirtza. Not a Petah means it's a wall. It's a Pirtza. It's Asr.
It's a
Petah.
You can't carry.
Right. It's a Petah. You can't carry. B'chein Bayit Shenifratz Mishtei Ruchotav. Okay. Now the bayit, let's see how you're going to handle this, because when you get to the bayit, you have a roof. You have a roof, then you're going to be able to say Pitikra Yoreh B'Sotem. Obviously, that's the difference between the chos and the bayit. You're going to have to come up with an explanation as to why Shtei Ruchot is significant in terms of a bayit. So my Shlami Ruach Achat, explain to me what the problem would be if it was only Miruach Achat, then you wouldn't have raised it clearly. I mean, you're only raising to Shabbat Kibbutz Shutra Utra because the case is it was broken in two walls. Yeah. Okay. So why was it not a problem on one wall? If we're talking again, we're talking about Anisim, that it's broken to the extent that it's not a Petah. The reason, therefore, that Miruach Achat, it wouldn't be a problem if it was more than Eser, is because the Amin of Pitikra Yoreh V'Sotek. So why can't you say the same thing, Mishtei Ruchot? No, I mean, Pitikra Yoreh V'Sotek. There's no, is there a limitation on Pitikra Yoreh V'Sotek on two sides? Amin, do they rab, Mishmei, the rab? It's time over your also, you're going to Shnifras, but Karen Zavit. No. So what's the problem? Now, the problem is that it's not a doorway. I see your Taina. In other words, it's really talking about, it could be less than 10. The problem that we're talking about over here is why we don't say that Pitigraya Reifa Sotem. It's talking about that it has a modern-shaped roof. Modern-shaped roof doesn't end flat, comes down at an angle. It comes down at an angle, there's no P. You need to have a P. There's no P of the Tikra. It's not your Reifa Sotem. And therefore, it's talking about Kiruyo Ba'alakson. Since it's Ba'alakson, like a man of Pitigraya Reifa Sotem. There's no P. P means that I see, I'm facing basically the Tefach of a Mechitza, and now that Mechitza virtually extends down. But where the roof is on an edge, I don't face it at all. Shmuel doesn't like Rob's entire approach. First of all, in this case, as Ramon will point out, it's just absurd. He's reading so much information. Oh, it's bad enough to say we're talking about Shmei, Tachimis, and Akemis. But now saying, and of course the issue, the reason that we raised the issue of the house was to tell me that the roof happened to be built on Balatzon. So don't raise it. I mean, the Shmuel therefore says, look, it's talking about that the opening was Afil Biyat. So you'll say in the process, so you'll say if it was Biyatumiyatumiyatis, and what's wrong? You could have just said Ruachachat. So Yachim Ruachachat Nami. No, you're right. You could have said Ruachachat. But since we needed to talk about the case of Bayit, it only makes sense if there's two, which we'll ask in a moment why it only makes sense if there's two. But then, since in the case of the Bayit, it had to say two, so it said already two in the Chatzar. But Lamaisa, I don't go for this business of claiming that the case over here is that talk about Karen Zovit. It's talking about the Malamiyas. Like, okay, and Bayit, explain Bayit, Rufatikshay. I mean, what exactly is the significance of a pirtza on either side of a bayit, ma'ishami ruach achad? What would be your reason? It's apparently not an issue if it had a break in a wall on only one side, and Shmuel would have been the Mishnah wouldn't have had to even mention Shabbat kivan shutra utra. This is good. Atid lavot too. Not only for the Shabbat, why? Because pitikra yored v'sotema. I assume. So why not mishtei ruchot nami? Name a pitikra yored v'sotema. Furthermore, b'chlal the whole thing doesn't even make sense. Darn it! Well, you stop confusing me. Shmuel doesn't even hold a pitikra yored v'sotema. What am I talking about? If it would be on one side of the house, it should be definitely no good if it's l'malam yaser. Because we know that Shmuel's opinion is we don't say Pitikraya Yored V'Sotem. Mi Hitle, the Shmuel Pitikraya Yored V'Sotem. The Ayit Marach Sadra Bibika. How about the famous case of the pergola in the gazebo in the middle of a bika? In other words, not up, but not the previous case we had recently, where it was up against a house between two houses by Sukkah, where it had a wall on either side. No, it's the middle of nowhere. So now it has no walls, really. And Rav says in that case it's a Mutila Tato Bakula, because he says you can say Pitikraya Yored V'Sotem on all four sides. You have now a kosher enclosed area. The Shmuel Shmuel says, what do you mean? This is pure Bika. There's no mechitzas here. Apparently Shmuel doesn't hold of Pitigraya Yored V'Sotem. Now Bechlal I'm mixed up. I mean, you're telling me the difference between the case of the house of the Chatz and the case of the house is an issue of Pitigra, but Shmuel is going to hold of
Pitigra.
Yeah, that's the point of it. And Sadra is only a Tigra with poles that hold it up. Hello, Kash. You're misunderstanding Shmuel's opinion over this. Shmuel's opinion isn't that you don't say Pitigra at all. Shmuel's opinion is you don't say Pitigra on all four sides. You can't take four Pitigraya Yored V'Sotem on one area. I mean, you can close up a piece, but you can't. Every direction I look, I got to come out to Pitigraya Yored V'Sotem. I mean, there's a limit to virtuality. You know? I mean, even Spielberg couldn't go that far. So it's a kiletle ba'arba. So in four sides, that's already too much. If it was only a question of three, three would hold up. Okay, fine. So three would hold up. So now tell me, so now what's problem two? So I'm asking, okay, you set me straight about the Pitigraya part. I thought you were stopping driving me crazy. But now you're saying, but since now I have an opening on either side, I asked you a question, and then I lost it. My question was, if your old Pitigra is enough to close it up on one side, and it's kosher, latid lavo, without coming on to Shabbat, kivan shutra utra, so you should be able to say Pitigra on two sides. So I don't understand what Shmuel is saying. It's even worse when he's claiming the only reason we said two sides in the chutzah part is because we had to say two sides in the bayit part, and now I get the bayit. I don't even understand what you have about two sides. Ah, says, now it's actually the Talmidim of Rav who came to explain Shmuel's shita, because Shmuel says, look, I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't have the guts to do something to a Mishnah with it if I hadn't seen you guys completely cut up this Mishnah. But since you guys did it, so you're going to give me the answer. It's the same way that Talmid and Rav explained it. Rav, Rav. Look, I mean, they said two sides doesn't mean two sides. Two sides means one side, except it's in a corner, so it's two-sided. That's what it means. Okay, I say that too. Go ahead, do something to me. I mean, you're the guys who made it up. So therefore, they said, nifrats zavid, and they said this nonsense about Kiruyo Ba'alaksa, which is completely crazy. But that I would never say. But I could certainly accept the fact that it means that it's at a Karen Zavi. Yes. But the problem of the Karen Zavi was not to address the issue that it's the Malam Yeser, and that's according to Rob, he made up that it was talking about less than Yeser. Since it's in the Karen Zavi, even less than Yeser is a problem. And what are you going to do about Pitigra? Pitikra doesn't apply because it's Balat. The whole thing was just made up out of whole cloth. But the point over here is, I'm saying it's like this. The more, the location is what creates the problem, according to me. Aha, that's an awful lot makes more sense than Rav. Why does location make a problem in terms of Pitikra? Because what I'm talking about is that when the wall collapses at the edge of the building, the Tikra collapses along with it. So now what you have is a broken Tikra across a diagonal space, right? I'm saying that what the Mishnah is trying to bring out is that such a broken Tikra can, under certain circumstances, and that's why I have to understand that circumstances, can create problems for Pitikra Yored Vesoteh. And that's not just a coincidence that it happens to be Baal HaTzot. It's not Baal HaTzot. None of the things are Baal HaTzot unless we mention that they're Baal HaTzot. However, when you have a broken roof, suppose it's broken in such a way like that picture in the Rashi. You have a picture in the Rashi? Oh, no, you have a picture. Yeah. Okay, so we all have a picture in the Rashi. So we have basically a broken Tikra, which if you look at it, requires four different Pitikra Yored Vesoteh. Wherever I look, if I'm standing in the right place, wherever I look, I got to put in a Pitikra Yored Vesoteh. Ooh, now that's a problem, of course, based on my shita. Because if you got to start throwing in Pitikra Yored Vesoteh four times in the same place, you might as well throw it out. That's what I said about the Achsadra. That's what the Mishnah is saying over here. You see, I was right all along. So basically, the Mishnah is supporting my opinion about the Achsadra, except it's doing it in a more sophisticated way. It's not because it's open, Mikol Sidei Achsadra. It's because of the fact that I need to create so much virtuality. There's a limit to how much we tolerate. So therefore, if it would have been a broken wall, not in a corner, then you would have only needed three Pitikra, right? Because the norm would have been the wall breaks, the ceiling broke above the wall. Now we need to seal this side, and the long side. That's three. That would have been okay. Therefore, I wouldn't have needed to come on to Shabbat, Kivan, Shutra, Ultra. However, since it says B'shtei Tzidei, which I agree, in this case means B'shtei Tzidei, on a corner which is Shtei Tzidei, now we end up with a very particularized problem because of the shape of the break. That tells me a new halacha about Pitikra. Certainly, I'm not going to say like Rav's crazy pshat. Shmuel, Omak, Rav, Alaksa, no Katani. What's this business? Alaksa. The Mishnah, you're saying, oh, and it also, by the way, happened to be Balaksa, which is irrelevant in terms of the case. It could have been Balaksa no matter how. Other thing would be shown. So that's I'm not going
to
accept.
I just found it really funny that the breaking here is a funny break. You have to assume it's the worst side in order to make sense of the Machlokas.
Correct. But that makes sense already, because why would the Mishnah, look, any reader is going to sit back and say, what's the point of mentioning two sides? Why would two sides be meaningful? So he's going to be forced to the conclusion that two sides is defining a unique break. Once he has to think about the unique break, then he has to think about what effect could a unique break have on the din. It could only affect PT. But he's certainly not going to say a unique break affects Alakson, where it has nothing to do with Alak. So Rav stops throwing in things that have absolutely, they're completely irrelevant, and they're just like, you know, it's just given. That's the way it is. He's got a problem, and so he comes and solves it.
But in order to come out with a unique break, I have to deal with the corner. It's the other way around.
Okay, so Shmuel, obviously, I'm going to say like Rav. Rav Lomar Kishmuel. Rav obviously can't say like Shmuel, because Rav says, well, so what's the problem? So you got four sides, and that's like the Achsadra. I already said, when it comes to Achsadra, I don't care how many virtual walls you got. You could close up the whole Achsadra with the virtual walls. And I can't be the issue in the Mishnah, because then I'd be wrong. So clearly it's got to be something else. Okay, so we'll make it Allah. So this is Rav L'shitato. The Omar Achsadra, Mutalatato, Bekula, the Itma. Let's finally get to the case of the Achsadra. The Itma Achsadra, Bibika, Rav Omer Mutalatato, Bekula, Ushmulava. Because Amrinan Pitikra Yored Vesotein, Vishmuel Omer, Ein Metatlin Ba'el Abarba'amot, Lo Amrinan Pitikra Yored Vesotein, as we saw before, on all of those sides. Now, the Eser, if we're talking about where we could view this as a Petah, there's no problem. We're all happy to consider it enclosed, the Achsadra. Ki Pligi B'yeter M'yeter. Yes, the only question we have here is a Yeter B'yeser, when we have more than 10, so now it's Parutz. So since it's Parutz, now you think it means, since it's Parutz, we need to come on to Pitikra Yored Vesoteh. However, that's not quite true. Because let's understand that when we're talking about an Achsadra, we aren't really dealing with a Petah, even if it's Eser or less. Because the din of Eser or less is only said, usually, where we have Gifufi. Over here, by an Achsadra, you're supporting it with poles, Amudim, small Amud, it's not enough, it's not Gifufi Arba'ah, to give it a din of a real Petah. So the truth is, it's not irrelevant to say Petah. For wouldn't be for that to be irrelevant to say the S, because then that's saying if it's completely enclosed, then we're all made it. All made it the one thing. enclosed. Because a petach is for all intents enclosed. The point over here is that it isn't really enclosed. So what we're doing is we're taking a case that's really not applicable. And we're saying, nonetheless, this is a fascinating thing. We're saying, look, it's not that Shmuel disagrees with the value of the tikkun. He disagrees with the concept of p-tikkun on four sides. In other words, nobody would suggest that you could put four poles in the ground and now carry between that. The only thing we had similar to such a case was where we had diyundin for Pase Beiros, so that was for a particular thing, and it had to be a particular size amud that you would be able to be chaykeh, to have amal amah, and so on and so forth. I mean, so what's this all of a sudden? Why is this different? How did this become? Because it's Pachas B'Esser, so now it's closed. It's not closed. It doesn't have any walls at all. So clearly the Gemara is not bringing an irrelevant intersect. It's over here, Lamaisi, you do have a tikkra. If I can utilize the tikkra to provide now a shape of an enclosed area, which Be'etzin doesn't, so you're going to say, I thought you don't allow virtuality on offer. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm not using virtuality, you see, because I'm looking around at my beautiful, wide open, normally glass enclosed in the winter pergola. You know, and right now we took out the doors. But I'm not imagining a mechitza. What do I need to imagine a mechitza? This is the normal size of a petah. There, Shmuel agrees that there's no problem, even though Be'etzim were relying on the tikra, you see. But if it's a malami esther, so then I need to imagine things, because now I need a virtual wall that I should be able to see myself enclosed, because I can't enclose myself in a petah that's more than esther. Over there is a shmuel. You have all four sides virtual. Okay, so that's a different issue, according to this sheet. Now there's a tikra di amri. So let's just see that inside again. So be eser kuliyamalo plige ki plige be yeter me eser or ikri amri be yeter kuliyamalo plige. On the contrary, if you have over here more than eser, then adarava everybody is might. In that case, it's not good ki plige be eser. In other words, even Rav wasn't ready to say that we would have a pitikra yoreg besotem on all four sides where you have no mechitza whatsoever. Fine, two different approaches to be continued. And a happy day tomorrow. Let's do our You agree to that too, Rabbi Eliezer. What's the swerve? You should give it to Rishut Rabbim. Have a Rishut Rabbim. In the rest of the time, the Tani Rabbi Yudam and Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim should be ru derech laatzmam. Ma should be ru biru. Apparently, even if it's in the middle of a chutz or somewhere. Ah, come on, Amy. I'm going to give them Rab. But obviously, that's only who shavd alem derech botasad. They are not claiming that this is the derech. Meaning, in other words, they're arguing about the placement of the mechitza. Romer of Chanina, ad makom mechitza machloket. Mashma that the mechitza itself is not the machloket. Change that. Ema al makom mechitza machloket. Okay, that's the only way it works out. We could say that the machloket is over something else. Ibai tema b'tzidei reshut rabim kamifli. We know where the mechitza is. That's not the point. The Eliezer savat tzidei reshut rabim reshut rabim damu. Rabban and Sabi tzidei reshut rabim lach reshut rabim damu. So why not just argue about tzidei reshut rabim? Because if look at the tzidur reshut rabim ba'alma avem and keep all the rabbanon alei the ripli yezer anim leicha tika chifufe aval leicha the leicha chifufe and amod leicha mashmalan all types of tzidur reshut rabim they hold are only a karmelit except for what about the inconvenient mitocha ta'ama because I did amar rabbanon mitocha or you nami mitocha and rabbanon they don't even make any sense amar rabbi yezer tzidur reshut rabim and they start talking about mitocha no how come the rabbanon rabbi yezer look milo kama vital an hechad metal mitocha reshut rabim reshut rabim mitocha what's it it's butter you're also agreed that it's a karmelit so tzidur but Haka, when the area where the Mechitza was, Kadarsila Rabim. When you say there's a break, how big is the break? So then the same, so you have to feel me ruach achat nami. המרב ליולם בייסר, וכגון שנפרצה בקרן זווית, ופיתחה בקרן זווית לא אבין ש... Okay, let's get to the בית. כן, בית שנפרץ בשתי מחותיו, again. מה יש לנו רוח אחת? יאמין על פי תקרא ירד וסוטט, ובשתי מחותיו, נאמין על פי תקרא ירד וסוטט. עמד אלי רב, משמע אלי רב, it's talking about שנפרץ בקרן זווית, and the קירויו is באלכסון. דולק אלא מימר פי תקרא ירד וסוטט. שמול אמר, אפילו ביתר מייסר. So then, ביתר מייסר, getting back to the חוצר, ליהוכים רוח אחת נאמין. That's a mission by to buy it good for teacher. My show me rock a cat and a pity cry right beside the same. Mister Rokot Nami name a pity cry right beside the same. God, me, it's like a pity cry right beside the same. At all. I understand how he understands the mission. How it marks Saturday, Vika, Rabba, Mamutu, Tata, Kulushma, Marima, Tata, Bella, Rabba. Ah, look, Kash, I can let it on all four sides of the Shalashi. Like, okay, but so, come on, come Kash, the house on two sides, with different two sides, one side. Ah, well, Kinamri, Bay Rab, which made a rock to go to different carriers of Vika, Kuroy, of Vala, song. So I'll say the same case, that it's not much different. And the kiruyo, the problem over here is that the roofing is in four separate sections. That's the point. You got four steps there. That's got to be, you're going to have to close up. And Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav for the obvious reason because it doesn't say alakso. Rav long like Shmuel because what's wrong with having four separate sections? You got to clear up. And it's an aksadra. Rav time you know aksadra mutal tata bekula. Ditmar aksadra bebika. Rav amr mutal tata bekula. Shmuel amr tata bekula barabamot. Rav amr mutal tata bekula amr no pitikra yored besote. Shmuel amar. And metatim balabarama amod lo amrin apitikayirat vesotem so b'esa kuli amalo plige ki plige b'yetem yes or some say b'yetem yes kuli amalo plige ki plige b'esa. Wasn't that sweet? Ding, cheese, sweet, see your work. Amaknis b'tochalom shut ha'yachid o mishut ha'yachid b'tocha chayav tibri b'liyezim. וחכמים אומרים, מתוכה לרשות הרבים, ורשות הרבים לתוכה פטור, מפני שיקרי קרמלית. You agree to that too. רבי אליעזר, what's the swear? משום דיבריצו לרשות הרבים, אבל לרשות הרבים? אם, לדעת את הטיימים, נתניה רבי יהודה אומר, משום רבי אליעזר, רבים שבירו דרך לעצמם, מה שבירו, בירו, apparently, even if it's in the middle of a chutz or somewhere. Ah, oh, come on, Amy, I'm going to give them a rab. Then obviously, that's only who shaved the land, Derek Botasadeh. Now they're claiming that this is the Derek they want. The Chitay Malkanami, Kigon shaved the land, Derek Botasadeh, meaning in other words, they're arguing about the placement of the Bechitza. Vomer of Chanina, Ad Mekom Mechitza Machloket. Mashma that the Bechitza itself is not the Machloket. I'll change that. Okay, that's the only way it works out. We could say that the machlok is over something else. We know where the machitz is. That's not the point. So why not just argue about tzidei reshut rabim ba'alma? Because if we get the tzidur shetar abim ba'alma avem and keep all the rabban and alei the ripli yezer and milaych adika chifufe, aval eich adalek chifufe and amod aleik amash b'lan, all types of tzidur shetar abim they hold are only a karmelit, except for what about the inconvenient mitocha karma? Because I did am rabban and mitocha or you nami mitocha and rabban, they don't even make any sense. Amar Rabbi Eliezer tzidur shetar abim and they start talking about mitocha. No, how come the rabban and Rabbi Eliezer? Look. What's it then? It's potter. You're also agreed that it's a karmelite. So tzidei nami lo shna. Rabbi Eliezer, hatem lo kadarsila rabbi. But hacha, when the area where the mechitza was, kadarsila rabbi. Chotze shenifritza lo shetar rabbi mishtei ruchotea. Chen bayit shenifritza mishtei ruchotav. Vechen mavoy shenitlu korotav alechayav. Mutarim bota shabbat. But asurim latid lava. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, make up your mind. אם מותרים לאותו שבת, then they're a real מחיצה, then they're מותרים לתי לבוא. אם אסורים לתי לבוא, then they're not a מחיצה, then they're אסורים לאותו שבת. ומה יסכין על when you say, there's a break, how big is the break? אם אין הבא עשר. So מה יש לנו לראות לך, אמרים פיתחו, משתי רוחות נעמי אמרים פיתחו. אלא, you're going to tell me, בייסר מייתר. So then they say, בייתר מייסר. So you okay, אפילו מרוח אחת נעמי, אמרה, ויולם בייסר. Ochagonch nifritsa bekeren zavit, the pitcha bekeren zavit lo avinche. Okay, let's get to the bayit. Chin bayit shnifrats b'shtei mechotav again. Ma'ishlam iruach achad, yamin al pi tikra yared v'sotei, so b'shtei mechot na, amin al pi tikra yared v'sotei. Amin al rab, mishmei al rab, it's talking about shnifrats bekeren zavit, and the kiruyav is ba'alach son. Dolek alameim al pi tikra yared v'sotei. Shmuel amar, אפילו ביתר מייסר. So then, if it's ביתר מייסר, getting back to the חוצר, יוחי מרוח אחת נעמי, that's איזה משום בית, הוא בית גופי תיקשה, מה יש לו מרוח אחת נעמי פי תקרא יורד בסוציהם, משתי רוחות נעמי נעמי פי תקרא יורד בסוציהם, God, and me, play the שמו פי תקרא יורד בסוציהם, at all, I understand how he understands the Mishnah. Hayitmach Sadr Bika Rabba Marmutil Tata Kulushmaim Tata Bala Babam. Nahala Kasha Kilatli on all four sides of Bishaloshi Itlay. Okay, but still, Mikomakum Kasha, the house on two sides. What's the difference? Two sides, one side. Ah, well, Jinamri Bay Rab, if we Rab to go, she difference because of Vita Kurayovi Allah song. So I'll say the same case that it's talking about the difference between Zabid. And the Kiruyo, the problem over here is that the roofing is in four separate sections. That's the point. It's got four steps there that's got to be, you're going to have to close up. And Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav for the obvious reason, because it doesn't say Alakso. Rav Lamaka Shmuel, because what's wrong with having four separate sections? You got to clear up. But it's an Aksadra. Rav Atami Nam Aksadra Mutal Tata Bakula. Ditmar Aksadra Rabika. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula. Shmuel Amin Tata Vaila Barabamot. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula Amrino Pitikra Yored Vesote. Vishmuel Amar. And Metatu Mala Barabamot. Lo Amrino Pitikra Yored Vesote. So be Esekuli Amalo Plide. He plige be Etami, as or some say. Be Etami Esekuli Amalo Plide. He plige be Wasn't that sweet?
That's lovely.
Yeah. Thank you. See you.